listening to the Hagmann and watching the Hagmann Report coming at you from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do hope you caught the show from yesterday. We had in-studio guest the Honeybee. Oh, what a delight. I call her our own Penelope Garcia. Of course, a reference to the television show Criminal Minds, because she's got that. She give her a computer and she could do, well, you just don't want to know. And forget about it. And of course, we had her crew here. It was just a fabulous. If you didn't watch last night, definitely go back and watch it. And of course, the first part of the first hour today, Joe and I had a pretty spirited discussion about the unraveling of the shadow government. Now, I know some people are going to say, "Well, that's an overstatement. You're overstating that." Now, you know what? Look. These shadow government people are still in place. I get that. I understand it. They're still embedded within the swamp of D.C. But, you know, like we saw yesterday, Donald Trump goes in there and, just by default, I think some of the swamp creatures are getting out of the swamp. Now, there's still a formidable force within our government, and what we need to do, I really believe this, is we need to get together, stick together, and continue to put pressure on these swamp creatures that are enveloping these lawless, unconstitutional, constitution-hating individuals within the government. And I'm talking about everyone from George Soros to Hillary Clinton, although Soros is not part of the government. He's certainly financing. Joe, you had said that he was financing the leftist or the communist groups on the ground, the boots on the ground people. Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, and I think we talked about this before.
Oh, absolutely we have. And it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's reported in the public about this, and there is a lot of stuff that goes unreported behind the scenes. And I think if we were to get a true look into the flow of money, it would paint a much darker picture than what we already know. And I think that there are millions of dollars across thousands of different communist type organizations.
Absolutely.
That we never know that the money is flowing, you know, from point A to point B. What does it say when the leader of the Black Lives Matter gets to move into a multi-million dollar house that's rented by Soros, you know, for spearheading the movement? What does it say when, you know, all these political organizations after Donald Trump became elected suddenly appear, you know, these political action committees, and all these, you know, by any means necessary, and everybody's starting one now. The resistance, you know, what's pretty funny.
Hashtag resistance, right?
We're going to get to the Pastor Paul Begley in just a second, but many of you know who Keith Olbermann is from his sportscasting
days. The Resistance.
Yeah, he dubs himself as the head of the Resistance. But what's really fascinating is on his show today, he said something along the lines, parroting what he usually says about how Trump is crazy, but. Keith Olbermann says this: Trump's inability to shut up about Russia is madness, and it will destroy him. That's funny coming from a person who has not stopped talking about Trump and Russia since before the election a year ago. So there you have it.
That right there, Jackie, you got to capture that. All right, that right there. That's exactly right. This guy can't shut his pie hole. Keith Olbermann. He claims to be the resistance. You're exactly right. And complaining about, these people on the progressive left.
They're insane.
You've got Mad Cow, Rachel Maddow. You've got Keith Olbermann. And you've got all of these really, and I'm sorry, these mental midgets. These mind-numb morons at CNN, fake news, and, well, you got all of those as well. 69 seconds in totality on the network news given to all of this. The fact that the FBI, they knew about the Russian infiltration or the Russian, the conspiracy with Russia, not by Donald Trump, but by Hillary and Bill Clinton. $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. $500,000 for one speech in Moscow. The Kazakhstan uranium one deal, the email scandal. I mean, these people, Bill and Hillary Clinton, are not Bonnie and Clyde. They're Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. For those people just tuning in, I think that somehow create a hashtag or something. That needs to be really spread far and wide. The Clintons sold our national security. I mean, who in their right mind? And by the way, CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, who approved these deals? Well, who was the head of CFIUS? It was Hillary Clinton. Who was part of it? Eric Holder. All of them were Obama people. They approved this very deal to sell out America's uranium resources. And where did the resources go? To ultimately to Russia? But where after that? We don't know. Iran, perhaps? North Korea? And now look what we've got. And of course, you know, you've got the Obama Department of Justice. It's coming to light that they funneled money to big bank settlement or the big bank settlement money to these communist progressive front groups, to name a few, like, and I had mentioned this earlier, the National Council of La Raza, gee whiz, what claim do they have to that money? The National Community Reinvestment Coalition and the National Urban League. Okay. Why? Maybe I should fill out an application. We should fill an application for that. But this is the DOJ under Obama. And by the way, what the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement that was forced upon the FBI informant, Greg Jarrett said yesterday, of course, cited a Supreme Court decision, McGrain versus Daugherty, that was decided back in 1927. You can't do that. You cannot gag a witness and have them not testify before Congress. You can't do that. But nonetheless, that's a moot point, apparently, because the Sessions Department of Justice has released that FBI informant from that NDA. So,
yeah.
But it's shades of the email that the agents who said, man, I never had to sign these before, working the email investigation under Lynch.
Again, on rawstory.com, Keith Oberman, Trump's inability to shut up about Russia is madness, and it will destroy him. You know, I would urge everybody to go to Keith Oberman's Twitter and let him know how you feel about his pseudo-journalism. This guy is just unhinged, and he is just as bad as a Mike Malloy, you know, just the worst of the worst on the far left, you know, the most pro-communist, anti-American cheerleaders you'll ever find on TV. But let's stop talking about, you know, these ingrates, and let's get into some real good content with Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com. He's got a great show that he's been doing for a long time. He was one of the first guests on the Hagmann Report. We actually were on the same network about 6 years ago.
It's been downhill ever since for us. I mean, you know, I'm kidding.
And one of our favorite, one of the best friends of the Hagmann Report, one of our favorite guests, Pastor Paul Begley. Welcome back to the Hagmann Report.
Well, thank you so much, Doug and Joe. It's an honor, as always, to be on the broadcast. And I have been enjoying this program. I mean, you guys have been on fire. You were on fire that first hour. And I was like itching and dying to get in there. What a zoo, the Clinton cabal. Here we go. I mean, wow.
Pastor, have you ever seen, well, I'm sorry, have you ever seen anything like this before? I mean, where we're at, this lawlessness now being exposed, have you ever seen anything like this before in modern times?
No, there hasn't been. I mean, everybody wants to go back to the Nixon era and talk about Watergate, which was, I mean, that's like Sunday school, that's romper room. I mean, we're dealing with here selling nuclear components. We're talking uranium, 20% of the U.S. uranium to the Russians. And then say, okay, after pulling that off and getting the $145 million kickback, how about this? Let's turn it on Trump. Let's pay somebody to do a dossier. I mean, what did we say? It's a dossier. And everybody goes and then use Mueller, who was in on the deal, and Loretta Lynch and Obama. I mean, this is the cabal, guys. This is it. This is the new world order. This was the deep state just now surfaced. Okay. It just surfaced and it's ugly and it's ugly. It's going to get uglier too, guys. You watch.
Well, you know, I hope it gets uglier, at least for the DNC, the Clintons, the FBI, the cover up, Robert Mueller. How insane is it, Pastor, that for over a year we have seen nothing but from the liberal insane media, whether it's print or TV or CNN, this constant false narrative of this Trump-Russia collusion, meddling, whatever you want to call it, with absolutely no evidence. They have special investigators. They have, you know, everybody's leaking information from the White House. They have not even a breadcrumb from a loaf of bread of a piece of evidence linking Trump to any type of collusion or crimes dealing with Russia. Yet on the other side of the aisle, you have a mountain of evidence that not only his opponent, Hillary Clinton, raked in hundreds of millions of dollars to sign off on this uranium deal, but the person investigating Donald Trump for the Russian collusion, Robert Mueller, hand-delivered a sample of the uranium to a Russian ambassador or Russian personnel on the tarmac in 2009. Yet the media is silent about it.
And he's got foreign investments, too, by the way. It just came out yesterday.
Yeah. Foreign investments.
With Russia.
Yep.
Sorry. I mean, this is the epitome of hypocrisy. This should be the new definition in the Webster Dictionary. It should say hypocrisy, Hillary Clinton, semicolon, Clinton, cabal, global initiative, Mueller. What about James Comey, guys? Don't let this guy off the hook. I mean, James Comey. And it goes on. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Are you serious? Don't let the DNC out of here. I mean, they're running with the Pakistani guy wiring money. What's that all about? It's humble. And don't forget Uranium One hanging up there in Canada. And nothing against the Canadians. We love the Canadians. But that shows you the depth of this, the cabal. Folks, Doug and Joe, you are witnessing. These people have no shame. They absolutely have no conscience. They have no moral compass. There's nothing there. It's like, okay, this is it. We're staring at the beast that has surfaced. And it's going to get real ugly, but you're right, Joe. It's not only going to get ugly for them, and it's going to get ugly for them, because obviously God has put Donald Trump in position to slam to throw the hammer down, to throw the gauntlet down. I mean, you know, how does this guy get elected to take on this monster? But you know what? I think it's the people. It's the prayers of God's people praying, begging for America to be rescued from the hands of these criminals. And we're witnessing.
Yeah, you're right. And it's, you know, what? One thing about being in the media, Pastor, and I'm sure you can agree with me, is that doing this job and trying to, telling the truth, not with an agenda of anything else other than the truth. It's so frustrating to have to sit here day in and day out and see all the evidence against the deep state, the Obamas, the Clintons, all the scandals, and yet the media completely ignores, downplays, and covers up. Even the FBI covers up for the Clintons and the Obamas. Yet Trump, an outsider, not a politician, gets the job. America takes a chance on voting for the businessman because they're sick and tired of the politics as usual. And the media spends 99.9% of their time, making up stories about him, lying about him, constantly just putting him down, insulting him for no other reason than that he doesn't agree with their agenda. And here we are, your news organization, our news organization, are trying to tell the American people what's going on here. But the majority of Americans are either tuned out or watching CNN and believe the lies hook, line, and sinker. And the facts are so convoluted to those who aren't engaged in these politics. But it's so frustrating for us to see CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all the mainstream media continue to push these lies and to get away with it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But they're getting away with it a little bit, to some degree, but not completely. If you take a look at your numbers right now on your show, and we notice that yours and ours and everybody else that's in alternative media, our subscriptions are going up, the followers on, I mean, right now, you've probably got as many people watching this live program as they have, close to anyway, the three major cable networks on their online feed. It's quite fascinating. So what's happening is there's a shift going on. The American public, they can see through this stuff now. Look, they know Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton were on the tarmac. That stunk. They knew it stunk. They watched Debbie Wasserman Schultz get booed off the stage. They seen how, and I wasn't for Bernie Sanders in no way in this world. He's a communist. But he had no chance of winning. Bernie, I don't even know what Bernie was thinking. I mean, so he should have spent a weekend with Bernie. It wouldn't have took long for him to figure out that when she had 500 superdelegates and he had 20, run the numbers. He could not have gotten the votes, no matter if he won every state by 80%. She was going to get enough of it to push her over the edge. I mean, this was unbelievable. So we've watched, and then they turn around and say that it's the Russians and Trump are meddling in our election process. I tell you what, we come within an eyelash of losing this country's democracy. We come within a hair of becoming the new world order. America's the last stand. I've been saying this. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to have America to have the freedom to preach the gospel to the world. Without America, the rest of the Western world falls apart. It crumbles. Look at Europe. It's got a migrant crisis. There's no go zones in London, in Paris, in Brussels. And I mean, I was talking to Russ Dizdar about this, this past weekend. He said, you walk around Paris. I mean, there's armed guards and soldiers everywhere. I mean, you'd feel uncomfortable everywhere. It's happening, guys. This is the last stand. And I think that, you're right. I am sick and tired of listening to Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room and all of this, and it's manufactured fake news that they've been. And here's the thing: for so long, that's been what we've been given. That even the American public thinks, "Uh-oh, there's a scandal," and immediately they just embrace whatever CNN says and everybody says. But Trump keeps calling them fake news. He keeps pointing them out. He keeps revealing their sins. He keeps draining the swamp. There goes Jeff Flake. There goes Coker. Who's next? Hopefully Lindsey Graham and McCain and a few others. And so what we're witnessing is Trump is get rid of the establishment Republicans now, because it's going to get real ugly in 2018 trying to get rid of the rats off the Democrats' boat. So you know what? We're winning this thing, guys. We're winning this thing because we got God on our side. We got truth on our side. And we're not afraid to tell the truth and stand in here and look the camera dead in the eye and dare the double dog dare the devil to deal with our freedom and our hope in Jesus Christ.
You know, Pastor, when I see all these different talking heads, you know, the corporation of CNN cheerlead for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and all this whole culture of insanity that we're talking about with the news media. It's so frustrating with one hand, but at the same time, I want them to continue to do what they're doing. I want Hillary Clinton to continue to go out there and give interviews about, how she lost the election because of, any and everybody else's fault except hers, because it makes them look so bad. At this pace, they'll never win another election again if they keep championing ideas like teaching kids how to be transsexuals and these crazy bathroom laws. As long as they keep championing these social justice ideas that do nothing but continue to morally bankrupt our society.
Well, watch out. You're going to get right wing watch all
awesome.
All a flutter when you talk about that, the snowflake over there.
I guess what I'm saying is even the best factual journalist reporting on the craziness coming out of the Democratic Party doesn't do the amount of damage that they do to themselves by their insanity and the things that they promote. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. They're shooting themselves in the foot every day now. Left foot, by the way. And they're doing it, simply by, they can't speak truth, guys. They don't even know how to talk about the truth. They can't report the truth. Hillary Clinton doesn't know how to say the truth. That everything they do is manufactured. That's lies. They have to look at the talking points. They got to clear it with one another. Did you get the memo? What's the topic today? How do we do it? It's amazing. It doesn't matter what. And look what they're doing. The transgender. Look what transgender agenda has done to Target's bottom line. Okay. Look what it's doing to the NFL right now. Disrespecting the flag. How's that working for you guys? I mean, you got half empty stadiums and nobody's watching the games, and now the sponsors are demanding refunds on the money they prepaid for advertising because nobody's watching the games. How's that working for you? So what's happened is liberalism, which is super socialism or communism, is so off track. It's so far, and also it's atheistic. Okay, just keep following the path, you'll see. They're anti-life. They're anti-freedom. They believe in, they say they're for the people, but the truth is they're about just a global elitist. They're globalists. They hate America. They hate the flag. They hate the cross of Calvary. They hate what we stand for. They don't like families. It's time to expose the cabal. It's time to tear the covers off. The emperor is totally naked. Hillary, seriously, Bill Clinton, these people are corrupt to the core. We've got to quit. I can't stand it. I don't know how much longer the mainstream, lamestream, fake news media is going to continue to just act like they are the kings and queens of American politics. Folks, they should be wearing a striped jersey with numbers on it. So I'm telling
you. Soon enough.
Okay. I mean, I'm not even going to say lock her up. I'm saying, why is she out? Okay, so I don't know. And go get Eric Holder while you're at it. Go get Eric Holder, because guess what, guys? He blessed this whole thing.
Yeah,
he did. There was 9 different government agencies that approved the uranium transfer. 9. As a matter of fact, people lost parts of their land and ranches out west. They used eminent domain to confiscate people's property because they knew there was full of uranium in there. And Lavoie Finnegan lost his life. He was gunned down like a dog in the snow. We've seen this all. There's no need to just sit there and hide. I'm not going to hide it no more. I mean, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not even hide. I never did hide it, but now I'm really just going to put my foot on the gas and just pour it down. I don't know what else to do.
Pastor, maybe what you're talking about will come to fruition, and instead of CNN, we'll see PNN, the prison news network, where they're all gathered there, putting on the show for their fellow prisoners. But no, in all seriousness, I want to kind of switch gears here while we're talking.
Wait, Joe. That's beautiful. MSNBC would be perfect to host that, because that's all they show every weekend is inside the prisons. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's locked up.
They've already got the cameras there. They can. And they know who the actors are, so just go get them and put them there. I mean, it'd be a beautiful thing.
I when you were saying that, I envisioned, remember the movie Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, and I remember the scene, Cousin Eddie goes and kidnaps the Clark's boss.
Yeah, because he didn't get the bonus.
Go out and get him, just like that, you know. But anyway.
Yeah. So, Pastor, while we're talking about the inability of the news media to tell the truth, and how we know they are gatekeepers for the deep state and this satanic agenda that is running our country, let's talk about Las Vegas for a minute.
Okay. What's
your analysis of the media's coverage of Las Vegas?
Okay. Let's try to pull our act together here real fast on that one. First of all, I mean, it's incredible to me that when we talk about the whole coverage, it's like somebody was writing the script for them, and they all just kept running with it. It didn't matter that the security guard got shot in the leg somehow and made the phone call to 911 6.5 minutes before the shooting ever began. Give the guy a reward, okay? Give him a reward. Everybody coordinate him. He's great. It didn't matter that, it doesn't matter how in the world did Stephen Paddock, if he actually did this all by himself, and I don't even know if he did it. I really don't think he did. I mean, he might have been in on it. He was the fall guy. I don't know. But how in the world does a guy get 23 rifles and thousands of rounds of ammunition to the 32nd floor of a casino, by the way, which is the most heavily secured building in Vegas? I mean, you got millions of dollars there. These guys are very, very cognizant of the fact someone could come in and do an armed robbery. Okay? I mean, we're not even talking Ocean 11 stuff here. We're talking, this is dangerous how much money they carry. So how does this guy get in, all the cameras, get it all to 30? Look, this was an orchestrated, we can go into conspiracy theories, but the media's reporting on it was childish. And they wanted, they were dying to just take our guns. I mean, it's like the opening where the shooting was still going on, if I'm not right. The shooting was still going on, and they had somebody on CNN saying, we really got to look, it's over now. When's the time to talk about Second Amendment rights? Okay. So they constantly use these agendas to push their agenda. They use every situation for their agenda. It was pathetic. This was the worst reporting of any tragedy. This is the worst mass tragedy in American history since 9/11, and it was the most pathetic coverage I've ever seen in my life. It's pitiful.
Yeah, really. I mean, we have no information as to a lot of the logistics that you're talking about. No surveillance camera footage from inside or outside of the casinos, except from what people who were on the ground there recorded on their phones. We have, again, no motive, but yet the investigators were keen enough in the first 12 hours to rule out it was a terror attack, rule out ISIS, to rule out, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But they still have no idea why it happened and won't give us a picture as to how it happened. And to think that, you know, the timeline changes, we're going to have Laura Loomer on tomorrow, but the story that they initially told us had to be changed multiple times. A, because if it came out that the shooter Paddock was stayed at Mandalay Bay days prior to when the police said he initially checked in, it also came out that he had ordered room service for not one but two people, and that he had a guest in his room according to the receipt. And ABC did a piece the week after the shooting saying that the shooter pretended to talk to people in his room and ordered room service for more than one purpose, or more than one person, for the purpose of making it look like there were other people with him. But, I mean, everything we've seen from the media in this, it's just, all they do is make excuses and cover up. And since when have we seen journalists, especially in the biggest mass shooting in American history, not ask the most basic questions? And we have seen the police not give their basic investigative findings, like how many shots were fired, how many shots were fired with what caliber. And, you know, we have, only thing we were given was the number of people killed and the number of wounded. We weren't told how many of those wounded were wounded from being shot. I mean, there's so many questions left unanswered. And just the fact that there is so little information about the shooter leads me to believe that he worked for the government in some capacity, or this was a government operation gone wrong. And during the break here, I was just telling the team, Tucker Carlson ran an exclusive today saying the security guard, Jesus Campos, left the country just after the Las Vegas shooting, renting a car in California, driving to Mexico, and coming back the day before the interview. And the timeline changes around his story. First, he was a hero and got an award for stopping the shooting by diverting the attention of the shooter towards him. That's when he got shot. Then they had to come out and say, well, no, he got shot first, then the shooter started to shoot on the crowd. They can't even get their story straight. So let me ask you this. The sheriff in Las Vegas, who has been the mouthpiece for the press conferences and the investigation,
blink three times in succession if you're a hostage. Go ahead.
Many people think that, but because of his body language and the way he was talking, that he was either threatened or under an immense amount of pressure to lie. And if you notice during the press conference, he wouldn't say, all right, this is what happened. He would say, I'm going to read from this narrative and I'm going to stick to this narrative only. But do you think that there was pressure by these other outside federal organizations to make him say what they wanted him to say?
Absolutely. And I think he was doing everything he could to send us those signals that he was being pressured. He's been threatened. His daughter was in that concert, but it's beyond that now. There's pressure on this man. His name's Joseph Lombardo. He's the sheriff. He is being pressured by the deep state. And I'm going to make a prediction. It may take a year. It may take two. But eventually, some good reporters, some good investigators like the Hagmans and others are going to find out that this slaughter was orchestrated by the deep state, including the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, or the Democratic Party. Because if you will sell 20% of your uranium to Russia, then shooting a few country music Republicans is nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
No, you're right. But according to Snopes, you know, Hillary Clinton never sold the uranium to Russia.
Ooh.
Oh, this Snoop? Is Snopes. Yeah, the site that debunks anything that's ever been true in the history of life. they would debunk the Bible if they were asked to, I'm sure. But
yeah,
I mean, there's just so many inconsistencies in this story. It's do you think we're ever going to get a motive from the police? And we know that the shooter had a video camera rolling as he's videotaping himself while this was carried out. Are we ever going to see any of that?
Well, if we do, it'd be because somebody like Sheriff Lombardo takes it on himself that he can't sleep at night, can't stand what he knows, and he sends in some of his own men to go in and confiscate the tapes and leak them to the media or to social media or somebody so that we can get it out there and show the world. Because I can tell you, this is deep state operation. This is absolutely the cabal at work. This and tearing down the statues and disrespecting the flag and hating on the Christians and lie after lie after lie in the dossier. There's nothing these people won't do. They've crossed the line. They're on the dark side, and I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question for you, Pastor. Okay, this is. Well, I'm just going to ask it, or I'm just going to set the stage. A couple of nights ago, I was talking about what the NFL did. And to me, as a conservative Christian, it's about respect. You don't disrespect our country. Okay. It's about respect. And I was accused of idol worshiping. As a Christian, you should not be an idol worshiper. Pastor, help me out here.
Yeah, idol worshiping for what?
It doesn't matter because, disrespecting the flag, we shouldn't really be concerned about it because it's really idol worshiping. And I said nothing about idol worshiping. It's about respect, like Pastor said. There's nothing wrong. Pastor, is there anything wrong with a conservative Christian, wanting respect for the flag and wanting respect for the national anthem in our country? There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, because this country was founded. Look, the first 34 pilgrims that got off the Mayflower in 1620 signed what's called the Mayflower Compact, in which they dedicated their lives and this country to the freedom to worship the Lord. Okay? I mean, the flag is draped over the coffin of every soldier that stands in the front line of freedom. So, look, it's not, I don't worship the flag. I worship Jesus Christ. I respect the flag for what it means. It means freedom in a hostile world. Look, If you were North Korean right now and getting your head beat in or your hog tied hanging from a ceiling, something, if you got one chance to live in a nation as free as this one and saw the flag of freedom after you've been forced to bow to the statues of Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un and look at that little pathetic flag they got, People's Republic of Korea, if you could really be free and see this flag, you would probably do more than just stand, but you'd probably salute it every time. And the flag is not paying respect to the flag is paying respect to the freedom from which this country stands. And that freedom comes from God. That's God-given freedom only comes from the Lord. Even Jesus said he come to set the captives free, okay? And he even called his name Jehovah Nissi, which is our banner, okay? So a standard or a banner is used to represent a country, an organization, a religion, or anything can be done. There's some kind of a symbol that represents that. The American flag represents unity of a nation, one nation under God. And that nation is the United States of America. So I think it's disrespectful to disrespect the flag. And I had three sons that served for this country. One still in the Navy. I got a daughter-in-law in the Navy. And when I think of these young men who come back, from their lives being shattered in the sands of Iraq and Afghanistan. The one thing like my son will say after fighting a year in Afghanistan, he says to me, Dad, I'm so proud that you keep the flag behind us in this studio. He said, because what you're saying, Dad, is this is America, and America gives me the freedom to do what we do every day. And so I'm going to continue to say, thank God for this country we live in, and thank God for every person that understands it. And if you're an enemy of the flag, you're probably an enemy if you're not careful, you're probably an enemy of freedom. And it's very dangerous. You might not agree with everything that goes on in America. We sure don't. We just got done talking about the most corruption we've ever seen in our life, which should be including Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, the former first lady, the former president, Bill Clinton, and we could go on and on and on. There's corruption to the core. But still, the nation of America, from which it stands, is a beautiful concept.
Absolutely, and to have children in the services, Pastor, that's fantastic. Our prayers are going to be and continue to be with them and all the service members out there who put their lives on the line for this country. And folks, our guest is Pastor Paul Begley. PaulBegleyProphecy.com is the website. He's got a great radio show. You can listen to it. If you go to PaulBegleyProphecy.com, it's live and archive on Blog Talk Radio and all the podcast applications. It's live on his website. They do it each and every day, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. They also, he broadcasts his Sunday church services and an evening show on Sunday night. And again, that's at PaulBegleyProphecy.com. And he also does a TV show that we had the pleasure of being on. I believe it was last summer we went and did the tapings for that for two shows, and that was just awesome. But tune in to Paul Begley Prophecy. Go to PaulBegleyProphecy.com. There you can get the YouTube channel. You can get the live stream for the show, and he's got a great interactive chat, and it's always a lot of fun to listen to and watch the show, Pastor. Want to kind of switch gears a little bit from Las Vegas, and I want to get your take on a number of things that we see in the news. We see this huge the church. We have a lot of pastors on, and we talk about the state of the church and how the church has been, how it's been conforming to the world so much. One of the big issues that we saw was the churches, many of the Christian churches, allowing homosexual marriages. And last year we had this big battle with the transgender issue and the gender identities in the bathrooms. We just have recently seen a story where a man who identifies as a woman who was transgendered sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom. Exactly what we said and many others said was going to happen. What I know you and your church, Pastor, obviously the exception to the rule when it comes to the churches in America who are silent about these issues. But what do the churches need to do to get the morals, the biblical morals, back on track? Or have we lost that in many of these churches for good?
Unfortunately, and I hate to say this, we probably have lost it in some of these churches for good. They're not coming back, okay? They've decided to just basically disrespect the Bible, and what they do now is they try to make it not even relevant to today. Maybe you can refer to it for some passages of scriptures and inspiration, but they no longer use the Bible as the guideline from which they practice their religion. But there is hope for some churches, and I think because some of the people are kind of getting fed up. And that's simply because you can see by the numbers, the people are starting to not attend church services. Attendance is down worldwide, especially in Europe and the United States. Yes, there's big mega churches, but even they are having a harder time to keep the numbers they once had. And many of your smaller churches are all down. Part of the reason is this, and there was just a study just released where all across America, they asked people, how do you like your church? Now, most people said they like their church. They like the fellowship. They like the people they go to church with. They like the spaghetti dinners and the yoga class and softball. But when asked, how do they like their pastor? They said that, yes, we like our pastor. He's a nice man or a nice woman. We like them. They're good people. We just wish they would preach on something more relevant, that they would talk about things that are really happening today. Matter of fact, this is unbelievable, guys, but here in Indiana and across the country, there's a radio network called K-Love, positive, encouraging K-Love. That's their theme. They try to stay on the high road on everything. But they released this study, this survey, and it said 90% on this one question, 90% of the American Christians that were polled said they wished that the message would be more relevant to today, more current to what's happening now. And they even brought up the Las Vegas shooting. Some of them said because the Las Vegas shooting happened, and then when they went back to church the next Sunday, it wasn't even mentioned. This was the worst mass shooting in American history. So they're saying, wait a minute, shouldn't we talk about what's going on? So there's going to be a change. I think That gave me hope that if the people are saying, hey, you know what? We know about the stories of the Bible. You can keep using them as examples, but you should start talking about what's going on now. That's a good sign that the people are starting to ask for the truth. And this is what the Bible says. It says there will come a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. And that's exactly what I think is starting to take place. People are going to church, but they can't hear the word of God. They can't get a relative word or a right now, a rhema word. They can't get something that's spiritually connected with their everyday life and the things that are happening, and people want to know the truth. So I think there's some hope, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to get better, because the Bible already told us that there's going to be a great falling away, that the end will not come until there's a great falling away first. And then the son of perdition's revealed, that, you know, the Antichrist has to come on the scene. So to sit here and say, I think there's a better day, we're all going to get revived and turn it around. No, I can't say that. But there is hope for some. And there may be some churches that break out, maybe some congregations that break away from some denominations and reform. That's happened periodically throughout history since Christ went to the cross. There's been awakenings and revivals and new direction. And I think that will continue to happen right up until the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
Okay. Paul Begley is our guest. I just want to, as if we have to introduce him, right? He's bigger than all the cable networks and us combined. So Paul Begley, prophecy.com. And sign up to his YouTube channel, subscribe to his YouTube channel. We have like 25 million, a gazillion subscribers. I mean, you got a ton. Listeners all over the world and viewers. That's Paul Begley. I just want to remind everyone, tonight's broadcast brought to you by Ready Made Resources. That's many Ready Made Resources for all of your needs, communication, night vision, preparatory needs. That's readymaderesources.com. Bob Griswold, give him a call, 800-627-3809.
Pastor, I want to ask you this. In the last 15 minutes we have on the show, what are some of the things you've been covering on your show that we haven't got into tonight?
Wow, you know, I cover a lot of the same things you guys do, to be quite honest. And but there's a couple things going on, I think, that really wild. I can't believe the media has not talked about it. And I'm actually going to have Russ Dizdar on as a guest when I go live in a few minutes for my show at 10 o'clock. And that is that over the weekend, Russian President Vladimir Putin gave a speech at a youth festival in Sochi, Russia, in which he made this unbelievable revelation. He said, he warned that soon future superhuman soldiers would be released. These soldiers, he said, will feel no fear, have no pain, have no compassion, and no regret, that they were genetically modified, and that we are so close now to the breaking of the code, that he warned that other world leaders who have the same technology, he called for a type of meeting to discuss how to regulate this new weapon. That this is going to be greater and stronger than even nuclear bombs, because these are killers, trained, genetically modified killers. Now, you gotta look, there's three world powers. If the Russian president discloses that they're on the brink of the super soldier, much like that 1992 movie Universal Soldier, if he makes this proclamation, I mean, this ain't a conspiracy theory. This is the president of Russia telling the world, we're about ready to introduce something soon. Well, what that means is they're already there, and probably the U.S. is, as well as China. And so this, you can find this in the Bible when it talks about when the red horsemen of the apocalypse begin to gallop, the red horseman takes peace from the earth. And then by the time the fourth horseman comes, which is the pale horseman, he not only kills with death, he kills with the sword or war and all these different things, and with the beast of the earth. And we're not talking about giraffes and cows and stuff. We're talking about something that's been created, something that's been genetically modified. I mean, think about it, guys. We've been cloning forever. What, 20 years we had Dolly the sheep? We can clone. We've got spiders now that we've taken the DNA of frogs, interjected them into the spiders. The spiders now glow. Okay. We can already take the DNA of a panther and put them into a human DNA and temporarily change the eye configuration of a human for about 3 hours. These are reports that are already out. So I think it's amazing that the mainstream media has not even said, they gotta say something. They either gotta say, what is Putin smoking? Or, you know, or they gotta say, what's he talking about? Or, you know, but there's nothing. There's just crickets. There's crickets.
It is amazing. Did you see, Pastor, not only did Putin come out and talk about the super soldiers, but also the latest on China. The Chinese president said it's time for a new era of Chinese dominance, and not only are they moving to take the petrodollar away and the U.S. dollar away as the world's reserve currency, they want to be the new face of the new world order, both politically and economically, and it is said that it is going to threaten the stability of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And then we have North Korea, you know, the constant media hype of this, you know, warmongering. If ever the scriptures in the Bible pertain to an actual current event today, the wars and rumors of wars, the rumors of wars with North Korea seem to be never ending. How do you think that's going to play out?
You know, I've gotten some information, I call it word on the street, from some folks that are, I'll be careful, very well connected, let's say, of military operations and military movement. And the word is on the street, there will be war, probably after the Winter Olympics in Seoul, South Korea, which I think is in February. There will be war, whether Kim Jong-un fires the first shot or does something so outrageous like he's talking about today, and that is actually detonating a hydrogen nuke above ground, putting it on a missile and firing it into the Pacific and then detonating it above ground, which is absolutely ludicrous. And I think that either he will do something that ludicrous that gives us the rationale, or we say that's good enough reason to then do a invasion or a destructive destroy, or Trump's just going to do it preemptively. But I think that we're, I hate to say it, I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want it to happen. But I really think it's going to happen. I think it's a 90% chance there will be a conflict with North Korea by the spring of 2018. I hope I'm wrong. I apologize if I am. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm 90%.
And then what, Pastor? Where would that take us? Let me back up. What would that conflict look like in your view? Would it be Russia, China, United States, ultimately, or?
It would be United States, Japan, and South Korea doing a coalition effort against North Korea. And then the question would be, will China or Russia jump in to try to help, or will they at the last minute see what's about to happen, make a phone call and say, okay, look, before you take the guy out, we don't want you guys. We're not going to let you have a complete Korea peninsula. You don't get to have the whole peninsula. If he's got to go, then let us participate in that and let us put our new guy in. So there may be a last second conversation between Trump and the president of China and Russia, no doubt about it. I mean, we're going to let them know what we're doing. And it's not going to, but I would say a million plus will die, and I hate to say this, but I don't see how in the world you can get around it. It's to a level now, and I'm saying even if we don't use any nuclear weapons, if we just use conventional weapons, the way Kim Jong-un, you talk about human shields, he makes ISIS, look like saints. This guy is the biggest murderer in the world. This guy, the human rights, offenses that he does, the torture he does, this guy's off the, he makes Saddam Hussein look like Peter at the gates of heaven. I mean, this guy is absolutely the world's biggest mass murderer, torturer that we've ever seen. So he will, So the question is going to be, will China and Russia allow us to go in, blow him away, put in our own puppet government and consolidate the Koreans? Or do they say, okay, go ahead and smack him, but get out of here then. We'll put a new government in. China may say, we'll annex it, or we'll put a new leader in. Let us work that out. But something's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm predicting it's going to happen in the spring of 2018.
Wow, Pastor. We've covered a lot of ground. We only have a few minutes left. Let me ask you about Donald Trump. And we've been talking about the deep state, the media. His 1 year anniversary from him being elected is just coming up in a few weeks. What do you expect to see here in the near future? I believe he's gotten a lot done with the amount of bureaucracy, deep state, and people that are working against him. Do you expect to see the tax plan? What do you think Trump's going to be able to accomplish with the opposition he's facing moving forward?
Well, it's amazing what he's done. First of all, on that day, a bunch of people are going to go out and scream at the sky. I want you to know that that's actually an act of rebellion. That's actually what has been done in ancient time before by paganists. They're literally trying to curse God. Okay? This is an orchestrated rebellion at God. That's who they're screaming at. And this is a witchcraft move. Not a smart move on their part, I can tell you. Not a smart move. Trump, it's miraculous. He's been brilliant in his deregulation of businesses, which has caused the markets to, you know, expand and growth in the market. I'm not just talking stock market. I'm talking, you know, the growth is over 3%. It's the lowest unemployment rate in 16 years. He's done all that without any help from Congress. He's fighting a corrupt judicial system that won't let him put his travel ban in. He could really do great with immigration if he could be allowed to fix that. But I do believe he did the greatest move I ever saw by doing this executive order to allow all of us to look for insurance policies outside of our state lines. That was the beginning of his way of dismantling Obamacare. He's going to dismantle it to the point that Congress has to fix it. So I think he will eventually get that. And yes, I think they're going to get taxes. I know Bob Corker and I know Jeff Flake and these guys all run around. They've been bought and paid for by the lobbyists. Thank God they're leaving town, drain the swamp. But I think they will get run out of Tennessee. Coker, I saw today, 80% of Tennessee is for Trump against Coker. And the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee this morning on Fox News said these words. Coker, he's kind of a friend of mine, but look, we're for Trump and we want our taxes and we don't care how bad a relationship Coker has with Trump. He better do what we sent him there to do, and that is make sure we get our tax cuts. So I think if Jeff Flake and Bob Corker want to stay in America, they're going to need, and John McCain and Lindsey Graham, and some of these establishment Republicans, they better vote for the tax cut, because that's the one thing that will cause them to be tarred and feathered by the American public. And the American public, I'm going to say this, the Republican Party is about 80%. They're showing that they're about 80%. Did you see Jeff Flake's numbers? He's so far down, he had no chance of winning the primary. This is why he's retiring. He's not retiring because he had a bad lunch with Donald Trump. He's retiring because the state of Arizona want to throw him in the street. He's done.
Yep.
It's over. And the reason he's done is his anti-Trump, never-Trump mentality. And so this is the swamp. I think Trump is going to get the tax thing done. Maybe not this year, but he's going to get it done soon, I think. And Obamacare has to be fixed because we have no choice but to fix it. So,
you know, Pastor, one of the things you just pointed out by explaining what's going on with Jeff Flake is, I think unknowingly, somehow, maybe it's through the Trump derangement syndrome, Trump is so effective, even though he's not doing this himself, at he doesn't even have to attack anybody. The people who hate him destroy themselves by attacking him. And we see these implosions over and over and over again from these people who are going to scream at the sky on November 8th. I wrote a little article putting Paul Joseph Watson's video in there, showcasing the different places where this is going to happen. and then taking a piece from PJ Media that explains, you know, the insanity of this. But Trump does a great job of, you know, destroying the people who are against America. These people are showing their true colors when they're talking about Trump. They are so far removed from reality and common sense. They sit there and they defend Hillary Clinton, a known criminal who has stolen billions of dollars, not only from the American people, but from the nations of Haiti and all the scandals that she's involved in with the Uranium One to the questionable, the child sex trafficking, her friends from Haiti and all that came out last year through the Podesta emails. They line up to defend her and they just, you know, try to destroy Trump. But what happens in the end is Trump proves himself to be right. And everybody who is coming against him and defending the criminals all look like fools with egg on their face. And whether he's trying to do it on purpose or not, these people self-destruct when they go after him because they're not doing it for the purpose of getting to the truth or trying to help the people. I've always said with the WikiLeaks release of the emails, there was not one email where they talked about how to better serve the American people, how to put more jobs on the market, how to put more money in the American people's pocket. It was all how to lie, how to steal, how to gain power and take advantage of it. And the media continues to promote and protect those people, and they do so while destroying Trump or trying to destroy Trump, and in reality they're only destroying themselves. And hopefully this trend continues. We only have about a minute left, Pastor. Do you have any upcoming events, conferences, any guests that you want to promote before our interview's over?
Sure. I'm going to be in Huntington, Indiana this Saturday, final conference of the year. I'm speaking. All it is I'm speaking at 3 p.m. and again at 6 p.m. on the current events and how it relates to biblical prophecy. It's going to be two powerful things. I want to throw one more thing out, if I can. You talk about Hillary and Haiti. In my DVD, Zombie Apocalypse, I expose that the Clintons were connected to the Haitian witch doctor. This is how Bill Clinton got his...
Their honeymoon, right?
Right. Their honeymoon was in Haiti with witch doctors, and they made many trips. As a matter of fact, there's a book I've been reading called The Rainbow and the Serpent. It's a firsthand account of those that were in these satanic ritual meetings. This is what gave Bill Clinton the power, the inertia, the energy to become the president of the United States. And Hillary, during her entire time she was running for president, she kept going to California, kept going to different places. She brought in the witch doctors out of Haiti. They are in this thing, and that is tied to the Zombie Apocalypse, the DVD I have. So I just want to throw that out there because it's time to expose the darkness. It really is.
Get hold of that.
Russ Dizdar is going to join me. I'm going to go live in about 2 minutes at my channel, and Russ Dizdar is going to talk about these super soldiers.
We're going to be tuned in to Pastor Paul Begley's show 2 minutes from now. Pastor, God bless you. Thank you so much for your gift of time. We really appreciate everything you do for all of us. You're a godsend. Thank you.
God bless you guys. I love you guys. Keep doing it.
All right, brother. We love you, too. God bless you, too. Yep. Hey, don't miss tomorrow's show, hour number one, Laura Loomer, followed by Tara McCarthy. She's going to be joining us. She's back. She's in the U.S. For the first time on the Hagman Report, so don't miss it. And